Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up, get up, get up. This is a Get Up Show.
It's that magical time of the week when they say, get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show. And then we say, hey, we're the Get Up Show.
Wow.
Neat.
It's a podcast, right?
It happened just like that.
That's cool.
It's the Simon Says Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Be sure you subscribe to it and like it and tell people that you like it if you like it. Mother's Day. Mother's Day very soon.
Yes, it's coming up on Sunday.
I'm so proud of myself. I put my found card for my mother into the mail.
That you got out of your sock drawer.
It was in my underwear drawer. I have my underwear and my socks in the same drawer.
Huh.
That was probably too much information.
It is.
But I did find the card. The thing I realized, though, is I don't know, A, when I bought it, and two, if I've already given her that same card before, which I've done.
Y'all do that, though.
I've done that.
You have done that. But also, I thought you said you bought it last year for her, and then...
I'm not positive when I bought it.
Didn't send it, or did you buy extras?
No, what happens is I put it in the black hole that is my sock and underwear drawer. And
I don't understand.
Well, that's just where I keep
things. That's where you keep cards that people give you, not cards that you're preparing to mail.
She's right.
Not in my world.
That's true. What else is in your sock and underwear drawer? This is weird to me that your card for your mother ended up in your sock and underwear drawer. Like I have, as you know, the average house has 3 junk drawers or something like that. I think we counted. I have 17 to 20 of them.
God.
So I have a drawer where the cards are.
Yeah, this is... So what I'll do, though, is I'll sometimes put, like, if I also bought a card for my wife, like, I think I found her a birthday card at some point, and then it goes in the same...
In the sock drawer?
Yeah.
Why? Why the sock drawer?
Because she can't see it.
You can hide it?
Yeah, but that's the problem. Then I hide it.
That's the first place she's going to look if she's looking for anything is in your underwear drawer. What are you, new?
Yeah, that's but where she's everything... not going to go looking for that.
Does she do your laundry?
No, I do the laundry.
You do everybody's laundry?
Yeah, well, just hers and mine.
Well,
I don't do the kids
anymore.
Well,
what's in her sock and underwear drawer?
Yeah.
I don't go... Well, I think that's where she keeps some good stuff. No, I don't go through her... I don't put her clothes away. I mean, I just wash them.
This is weird, isn't it?
I know.
I'm
so confused at what's going on in this household.
Yeah. But anyway, so Mother's Day is coming, and Maddie gave his mom a card that he's had for a while.
I was really happy to find it.
And you guys, like, give each other weird cards.
She still is the winner. She sent me one, and I'm trying to remember exactly what it said. It's like a mother is a son's best friend, and it was a quote from Norman Bates.
Oh, nice.
This one this year said, "Mom, you've been like a mother to me."
Okay, that's cool. I like that. See, they got a cool
thing. But yeah, we have a whole back and forth now. Like, it's been going on for years. We always try to outdo each other.
And the fact that you'll do the same card over again is neat. You know, my mother-in-law has given my father-in-law the exact same, not just one of the same kind of cards, the exact same card for Valentine's Day for recent memory for years and years, and he never says a thing about it. She takes that card back after he opens it on Valentine's Day.
Oh, she takes it back and then gives it, oh, that's brilliant.
She takes it back, puts it in Maddie's sock drawer, and then when Valentine's rolls around, she gives it to him again that year.
I love it.
Wasn't that like the one where we were talking about that like a while back around Christmas time, where it's like people giving the same gift over and over again?
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
I love that. Is awesome.
It's
that
funny.
She does that, and he does he have any idea, or is he just
no? He doesn't know.
That's even better.
He has not, and he'll be out there sweating it trying to find her a card, and he will often give her the same one. But he's oblivious and bought it again.
Bought it again, yeah. Not the exact card that you've already written it.
Yeah, isn't that fun? So for my mom, I went down there to Henderson last week, and we started cleaning out her garage.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, I kind of headed up the team, and we got a bucket brigade going where I'll hand you this, you hand it to that one, they hand it to that one, put it outside so she can go through it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were blasting the We were blasting it off, man. It was great. We were making progress. And then my mom disappeared into the other room, and she's sitting in this random chair. And I was like, huh, I better keep an eye on her. Then she disappears into the house. And I'm like, she should have been back by now, because she was in action, you know, looking through these boxes and stuff and hauling stuff to the trash and back and forth. So I go in the back door from the garage, and I go, Ma. And I hear,
oh no.
She's like, Ma. So I walk in, find her splattered all over the kitchen floor. She got overheated and fainted.
Oh no.
During the cleanup. So what I gave her for Mother's Day was a near-death experience.
Well, look at you.
She'll forget that one.
When you said the thing about she was set up in a chair, it immediately reminded me of every episode of Hoarders. Where they put the person outside. They won't let him in the house. They set him up in a chair, and then they have to inspect everything that walks by him. So that's what I thought, you know, when you were talking about that. I'm like, oh no, she was like redirecting things into another pile.
But one of our hoarder moments, though, was I found two big boxes full of VHS tapes, and they were all Westerns that her late husband had recorded to send to his late father, who's been gone for years and years and years and years.
Oh.
So he would record these Westerns, pack them up, send them off to Diddy.
Yeah.
So we found two giant boxes of those, and I was like, this looks like box trash to me. And she's kind of negotiating with herself. She's going, well, if they're this old and they've been packed up and they've been moved and they've been in and out of the heat, I don't think they'd even work anymore, would they? She's trying to talk herself into keep them.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, these got
to
go. These are trash.
She wanted to keep them.
Yeah, but I like that she actually was. She introduced an out, and you just had to embrace it. Say, nah, I bet they ain't working.
Yeah. That's what we did.
The tape melts.
So that was her Mother's Day gift. She bounced back strong, though, man. She's almost 80. She was sprawled out on the floor. I got her a towel with cold water on it, gave it to her. Didn't freak out. Didn't say, oh, my God, I'm calling the ambulance. Hey, everybody outside, come in here. Your grandmother's dying in the floor. I didn't do any of that. I played it so cool. I couldn't believe how cool I played it.
You know, you just remember, in an emergency, you got to channel, you know, me. And just first thing you got to do, I know it's uncomfortable.
I ain't doing it.
You got to take her shirt off.
She was wearing a T-shirt.
Are you okay? Get your shirt off.
She was wearing a T-shirt, a button-down, and a sweater. And I was like, Ma.
So she had too many clothes on. It's a problem.
If you can get to where you can take that sweater off, you might feel better. Completely ignored me. My sister came in and said the same thing to her.
Can we explain to our listeners why Maddie's first line of defense is to rip your shirt off?
Oh, yeah. We've covered it before. But Maddie is our first aid ambassador, our life-saving ambassador. He took all the classes because Charlie and I were busy living our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I guess what I remember from CPR training is the first thing you should do in an emergency is take someone's shirt off.
Yes, that's what, especially if she is attractive.
Well, yeah, because the other thing is, too, is you got to make sure, like, there's no metal or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you might have to shock them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's the second thing, is you have to shock them.
Shirt off, shock them.
Are you okay? I think that, if I'm not mistaken.
It doesn't matter if they're breathing. Doesn't really matter if they're standing upright. Just shirt off, shock them.
I just had a bug bite.
Yeah, it's like a hockey fight. I just get that shirt off so fast.
Now, in all of your training, have you ever had to use it for any reason?
No, but the ironic thing, I guess this is irony, we were having the training, and that same day, one of the guys that we worked with in the sales department left and had a heart attack. So if he had just stayed, we could have saved him because we all were trained.
But he went somewhere else
and
to
then,
do it.
Would you take his shirt off?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
In a heartbeat.
First thing.
And
he don't care.
The other thing was, I feel like the same day of training or whatever else, remember Dennis who was our engineer at the time, fell off a ladder. And I think we were all poised to help him.
And you ripped his shirt off and
shocked him.
I was getting ready, but somebody else got to him first.
We're going to do something. I wish I'd have mentioned it up front in case people are hitting that little 15-second skip thing. We're going to be doing some editions of Full Grown Baby Man on this podcast. Are you familiar with Full Grown Baby Man?
I am.
You remember Full Grown Baby Man?
I do.
It was on the air. How many years ago was that? Did you figure out when that was from?
I think one of them was 09.
Well, it was before me, and I've been on this show for 10 years.
But it was before us, too. So we didn't play it on our show.
I think
show.
You ended up in one.
Yeah. Everybody around here.
Oh, well, that's because I would be walking down the hall, and you'd be like, hey, I need a voice. Come here.
Yeah.
You girl there, come
everybody
here.
Everybody used to be in on all of those, man. Anybody in the building that was available and could read, we made so many of them. But let's do phone calls first, and then we'll introduce you to Full Grown Baby Man. 2009?
I can't.
That's a trip. Yeah. You're probably right.
No, you know what? You can look on the file name. It'll say what the date is.
Nah, I'm good.
Okay.
If you ever want to be part of the podcast, please do call the Simon line, 336-373-0987. We get all kinds of calls, and we love them all. Let's see what's happening.
I think somebody's trying to poison me.
Uh-oh.
I bought a cantaloupe, big cantaloupe. Mm-hmm. You're still green.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're not going to go down that whole rabbit hole with that dude. Yeah, so now people are poisoning him.
But with a cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Which is still green.
Long game.
But that's one of the most self-contained fruits.
Yeah, but the government is in on it. Don't get me started. We don't have time to cover all of his stuff.
Okay.
All right, let's keep it moving. But hey, we wish you well.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, he's poisoned. Do you take his shirt off?
Yeah. I have to.
Then you shock him.
You shock the cantaloupe.
It's my duty.
All right, don't get bogged down. All right.
Hey, Simon. I work at a big box retailer, and about the shopping cart deal, I thank people to put their shopping carts back in the corral or bring them up back to the store. But other ones, when they leave them in the parking lot, I say, don't worry, I'll get this for you and put it back where you got it from. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Is that what you call passive-aggressive a little bit?
Yes.
I was just going to ask, or did we lose the passive part on that? I think he was still polite about
it. He's still, that keeps him in the passive territory. It's not straight aggression at that point. But, we were talking about the cart narcs. These are people who go around, and if they see a person leaving their cart in a parking space, between parking spaces, in the median, anywhere but the corral, they film them and shame them. And those people have the nerve to be upset about it.
Yeah, they get mad when they're the ones doing something wrong.
Oh, God.
Don't film me being a giant jerk.
I had one the other day. I was at Costco, and I went to go walk my cart to the cart, you know, to the corral.
Mm-hmm.
But there was already a guy working there, like, getting ready to push him back. So I was like, oh, I mean, I could take it to him, but then he's just going to have to push it. So I ended up walking it to the store. But I had a whole, like, scenario running as I'm like, what do I do with my cart?
Oh, you got to take it back.
I know. Well, I took it back to the store. It was like half and half. But I was like, I could just take it to him or wait for him to come this way.
He was on his task. I think he wouldn't have invited you to, you know.
Here, my
and
man.
Once they have him hooked to that thingy, they don't want an extra.
That is true.
You're going to ruin his jam.
Hey, man, the thingy's engaged.
Yeah.
Get out of here with that thing.
I like the robot one where it's like a remote control. Yeah,
I saw that. There was a sign at the Food Lion that said stealing shopping carts is a crime. And I'm like, what? You can't steal them from here anymore. They've got that magical lock where you get past a certain point in the parking lot and it 100% locks down on
you. That got you once, right?
I almost flew over the handlebars. It got me hardcore because I had parked right there, you know, like I'm looking at the line and my car is just beyond the line. So I get up to the side of my car to unload the groceries in the trunk and that's where it locked up.
What if you go, okay, it locks up at the line. Can you pick it up, carry it over the line and then it starts working again?
I don't think it'll work again, maybe at a certain range, but you can pick it up and move it. Yeah, you don't have to just roll it.
You know what drives me crazy is at Lawndale, there's like three or four different stores that have carts.
Yeah.
And when they all intermingle in the various corrals. So like you got Party City, Target,
Teeter.
PetSmart and Teeter.
Yeah.
All sharing corrals.
Oh,
and it's
gosh.
Like,
do we have to separate them?
That's somebody's job.
Hey, Simon. Y'all were talking about rule of thumb this morning. That actually came from so far back when men were allowed to beat their wives, but the rope or reed or whatever they used to beat their wives could not be bigger than their thumb. So that was the rule of thumb.
Wow.
I heard that on a podcast the other day, and I couldn't believe it. I thought, I will never use that phrase again. I couldn't believe it. But anyway, I love you guys. Thanks. Bye.
Wow. We love you. I had no idea. You know, you hear things like that throughout the course of your life, and they just go away. You know, if I ever heard that before, I don't remember it.
No.
That's neat. That's a real neat rule of thumb.
So how big are, okay, it can be this big around.
Yeah.
That would still kind of hurt.
That would suck.
Look at the size dowel I could use with that thumb.
I mean, you would leave marks.
It's like a billy club with my big thumb.
That is crazy, though. I mean, you think about a lot of the stuff from our language and everything else from a very different time. So a lot of stuff is going to be rooted in some sort of like, oh, that's not cool.
That's like, you know, getting the S-E end of the stick. You remember the story about how you get the S-E end of the stick, don't you?
Someone didn't put the wipey stick back in the right way.
Back in colonial times, there were...
not the stick.
There were multi-seat outhouses set up, and they had one communal wiping stick, which was strips of leather that they would sit in salt water in a little bucket in between wipes. And so the kids would think it was so funny, they would wipe themselves with the same stick that everybody else who had been in there that day used, but when they put it back into the salt water, they'd put it in handle first, so the next person who came in got that other end of the stick, and that's how you get the S-E end of the stick. Boom.
I was watching a Western the other day, and it had to have been the most fragrant lifestyle.
Oh, there's no doubt.
All time.
Scientists are now recreating those smellscapes. But everybody stunk,
so you didn't smell it as bad.
Yeah.
It's like when you go nose blind.
No, I mean, that's it.
The whole thing about caring what you smell like didn't come about until the very late 1800s. But they're doing this. They even, I'm trying to think of where it was that they recreated a harbor, the smell of a harbor somewhere in Europe in the 1500s. And it's just stank on stank.
Oh, gosh. I'll
People
bet.
Stank, mud stank, fish stank, you know. But they're putting their life's work into letting you smell how bad the past stunk.
Why?
Isn't that neat?
Why?
I think it's
Why
cool.
Why does anyone want to smell that?
I'm in the wrong job.
They even went so far as to recreate what they think Cleopatra's perfume smelled like.
Mm.
By, you know, analyzing stuff in bowls where she had been and everything.
Have you ever thought about a career change? I know that you're big on fragrance.
I am.
About, you know, they have people who are like smell checkers.
Yeah. I'd be good at that.
Mm-hmm. You would kill it.
Yeah.
I
smell good.
You'd walk in, they're like, you're hired. Yeah. Once they saw that nose.
I smell good. You're right. All right. Let's see what else is happening.
Hey, Simon. You really make my day awesome and bright with your feel good music. Thank you, and have a great rest of the day.
Well, how about that?
Thank you.
We picked him up and made him feel good.
That was nice for just being nice, but he sounded a little evil. Has he got something going on?
Oh, well, I guess in hindsight, it could have been sarcastic, but I will just take it on face value.
No, let's take it. Let's take it.
Hey, Simon. I have watched Smokey and the Bandit almost 60 times.
Yeah.
One great movie. The DVD is in my player now. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. 60 times on Smokey. I actually watched it 2 times in a row not too long ago. It was on some random channel. I was sitting in my sister's house, and I didn't know how to work the TV. So I was stuck on this channel, and they showed Smokey and the Bandit. When it ended, they showed Smokey and the Bandit. It was on a British channel.
And you're like, I'm okay with this.
Yeah. He's seen it 60 times. Now, he was calling up because you think I'm crazy for having watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood 21 times. We've covered this a million times on the show. But see, he's got me beat.
Oh, absolutely. By a lot. I can't do that. Why don't you want to watch? There are so many other things out there to watch.
I've been watching the same thing over and over again. I've been watching so many movies since I came up with my new system. I have watched movies almost every day. I watched Ingrid Goes West, Hotel Artemis, some other crap.
But you don't watch the whole thing.
No, I don't need to watch the whole thing. I get it. I get the gist.
Yeah, we're not going to win this debate with him.
No.
I watched the end of...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Many Saints in Newark, which I've seen that one probably 10 times by now, and then watch the end of Casino right after that. I mean, that's good living.
What would you say, Charlie? Do you have one that you know that you've watched so many times?
Grease.
Grease is probably the movie I've seen the most, but I don't purposefully sit down and watch it over and over and over again.
Just when it comes on?
Yeah.
What's yours?
What's weird is mine for the longest time was either Good Will Hunting.
Oh, God.
Oddly enough, or True Romance.
Oh, that's a good one. God, that's a good movie.
But I haven't been able to bring myself to go back and rewatch True Romance in a while just because I have to like kind of psych myself into it.
Why?
The Gandolfini scene is so brutal.
I love him in that.
I know.
Oh, that's the other one.
The bathroom scene is just so rough.
Gandolfini was in the Brad Pitt movie The Mexican, which I've watched twice here lately. Almost the whole thing. That's a great movie.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you have to watch it.
You know what I just rewatched, I told you, was Netflix split up The Hateful Eight and did the extended version, so they did it in 4-hour-long segments.
Love it.
And so I watched that, and it was great.
Oh, what a great movie.
It's funny, going back to rewatch it, you can see, so one of the famous parts of it is there's when the girl is playing guitar, it's an actual, it's a classic
antique guitar.
And what's his face? Kurt Russell grabs it and smashes it. And she goes, no! And then you see her look, like, obviously at, like, Tarantino, like, what, you know, like.
It was a priceless guitar. He thought it was just a prop.
A prop.
And it was there for realism because it was of the time, the Old West. He picked it up and smashed it. They had to pay thousands of dollars for that.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. So she's really looking at Tarantino like, oh, my God!
Yeah.
Which is funny because another classic, one of his movies from Django was when DiCaprio smashed his hand down and cut his hand real bad and then smeared blood on, was it Kerry Washington's face? Or like he just kept going. And it's another, you know, something real happened and they just kept, they used it.
They're brilliant. They are just brilliant. There's a line in the movie The Mexican, and it's Gandolfini's character who delivers it. He goes, if two people are truly in love, if you truly, truly love somebody, at what point do you say, that's it, enough is enough? When is that point?
Huh?
I guess you wouldn't.
That's correct.
Right, you just wouldn't.
The answer is never.
Yeah.
And when she, I don't want to spoil it. God, it's a great movie. You got to watch that movie. All right.
Hey, Simon, the best barbecue in the state is Alden Sun in Bynum, North Carolina.
What?
Alden Sun in Bynum. Yes, sir, best barbecue.
Everybody's got an opinion about barbecue, man.
Alvin's son in Bynum?
Sounds right. Yeah.
He was very loud and distorted.
Yeah, I don't know where he's talking about, but people feel strongly about their barbecue.
They do.
And you like Stamies? I think Stamies is okay.
I liked it a lot when I first got here, but then I have gotten a little bit off of the straight barbecue, the classic Eastern Carolina barbecue.
Pulled pork.
You said that, not me.
That's what it is.
It's barbecue.
For our international listeners who aren't from this part of North Carolina.
Okay, international.
Chopped is good too.
But my point is that I've really gotten into all aspects. Like, I'm into brisket.
I don't want to hear this. This is not the same thing.
Sausage.
Texas.
Why do we go through this all the damn time? All right, moving on. Happy barbecue month. Whatever is your favorite, I am sure it's good because I haven't had any bad barbecue, amen.
No, it's not good.
But I'm talking about barbecue, not the stuff you're talking about. I'm talking about barbecue.
Okay.
Hey, Simon, I love your station. I never change my dial. Oh, unless you play that creepy Bluebell ice cream commercial.
Is it creepy? Do you think it's creepy?
I don't mind that one.
I mean, it's real old-timey sounding.
I tell you the part that's creepy. It's not the song. It's the guy talking about the old days and your ice cream. We still have a full gallon.
Is it sad that all I can think of is, I mean, this is very inside radio, but we'd have to say all the locations for all the various. You find it at Harris Teeter. Find it at Food.
Yeah.
Find it at Lowe's Food. Good for you.
Yeah, but you weren't spooky enough. Find it at Harris Teeter.
Yeah, you have to come in right after, just like the good old days.
Find it at Harris Teeter.
Nah, it wasn't spooky enough.
You made it sexy.
Trying to make it better.
Hey, Simon. I understand, kinda. But if you're gonna butcher a song by editing it like you just did with Hair of the Dog by Nazareth, why not just tell the people that you won't play it because it may have some mildly offensive lyrics and leave it at that? Don't destroy the song. Just a thought. Have a good day. Love your station.
Is that Vance? That sounds like Vance.
I don't know.
Anyway.
He's the only one who recognizes everybody's voice.
We made a hilarious version. I loved it, by the way. The version that you made of Hair of the Dog. Because if you're not familiar with it, it says, now you're messing with a son of a bee. Now you're messing with a son of a bee. That's the chorus of the song. It happens over and over.
Over and over at the end of the song.
So what Maddie did, because he's a wizard at these things, is he covered up every offensive word with a different sound. And I thought it was the funniest thing.
Like a car horn and a cat meow.
A door slam.
A boing.
Yeah, letting some nice boinging in there.
I had done a cleaner one where it was more subtle, but I was told that to really, really find some good, obvious sound.
Pump it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which we had to do in the past.
With my ding-a-ling. We did it on my ding-a-ling. And we played it like twice with the edited version. And then people were like, all right, I understand now. You can't play that song. Yeah. But now you're messing with the Hair of the Dog, man. That thing rocked. It's still a rocking song.
Yeah.
No matter what you do to it, that song still rocks. And what you did do to it, I thought was great. I had the best time listening to that.
I am so glad that you enjoyed it.
And then at the end, Charlie and I are on the radio. You were out that day.
Mm-hmm.
And the last two things is like a bark and a snap or whatever. And we both busted out laughing. You know, you can't help it. I had a good time listening to that.
I mean, lighten up, dude. We all know how the real song goes.
Hey, Simon, y'all done went woke, messed up a good song. If it said, you messed with a transgender, you'd have played that, though, wouldn't you?
Ha ha. Dang, man. You don't play that.
Okay. Won't you? Time out. Please save that. Save that call.
Why?
Because that was amazing. I have no idea what that's the guy. That was the guy who I had to go help with the water.
Hold on.
In the tour.
Let's slow him down and see if you can pick up any of it.
Hey, Simon, y'all done went woke, messed up a good song, Benny said.
Hey, Simon, y'all done went woke, messed up a good song, if he'd have said.
You messed up with a transgender, you'd have played that, though, wouldn't you?
Well, but
if he'd have said, now you're messing with a transgender, you'd have played that, though, wouldn't you?
But transgender is not a curse word.
Yeah, totally different.
Oh, okay. I understand now. Now I'm not as concerned about saving that one. But
I'm a little upset by being called woke. Right,
wait. Wind it back. Can you just play it full speed one more time?
Come on, man.
Just one more time.
We hadn't even done full speed.
We're doing a podcast.
Okay.
Hey, Simon, y'all done went woke, messed up a good song, if he'd have said, you messing with a transgender, you'd have played that, though, wouldn't you? Ha ha.
Oh, see, now I get it. Okay.
Yeah, it all makes sense now that you slowed it down. However, it still is not
true
by any means.
It's all right.
It has nothing to do with anything.
It's cool.
Nah, there's kids out there.
He felt strongly enough to call. That's all I care about.
Hey, Simon, why y'all mess that song up? Come on, grow up. Be a man.
Why, thank you, sir. So now we know how people feel about that. I thought it was hilarious, and I thought you did a good job on it. So look, don't let these people ruin your day.
Thanks,
and
man.
Understand, you can play it in your own house with all the B words you want.
No, I don't encourage that at all. Only listen to it on Simon.
Hey, Simon, wanted to get some more information on the tickets to see Aerosmith. Get up with me. Thanks.
See, you're going to want to leave a number and stuff.
Yeah.
If you want to be got up with.
You can't just say, get up with me.
Aerosmith's last tour, they say. Do you believe it?
I do, because they're getting old and they've had a lot of health problems. Joe Perry's almost died on stage like 3 times.
This is true.
Steven Tyler.
Yeah, you know.
I've outcalled him 3 other you Stevens know him. First. He's had health issues. One of the guys isn't even playing with them anymore.
Yeah, didn't they kick Joey Kramer out of the band?
Well, it's his health. He can't.
Yeah.
He can't do it anymore. He's going to die.
And so I really think it's going to be, whether they choose for it to be or it just naturally happens, I think it's going to be.
There was a rumor years ago when they did the Just Push Play album or whatever it was. There was a rumor that they were going to do a real deep blues album. And I asked Steven Tyler about it. I was like, hey, what's going on with that blues album? And he just blew it off, because right after that, Eric Clapton came out with a blues album. So I think he took up that piece of the market.
Oh.
But I wish they would still do it. All right, your blues name before we get to the rest of the calls. Let's see. Charlie, your first initial?
C.
Sticky, your middle initial?
L.
Liver, and your last initial?
M.
You are Sticky Liver Lee. That's your blues name.
That works.
How about you?
Sticky Liver Lee.
M.
Jailhouse?
R.
Dog?
S.
Jailhouse Dog Davis.
See, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
I'm Blind Baby Davis.
Oh, you're related.
Yeah, the Davis brothers. Welcome. Kill that dog. Y'all ready to hear some blues? Blind Baby. Gonna be picking out some blues for you this evening.
Hey, Simon, I just heard about the 104-year-old. I got a story. It's an elderly woman. She turned 101. They interviewed her, and they said, how does she stay living after that long? She said, for better digestive, I drink beer.
Okay.
Appetite loss, I drink white wine. In case of low blood pressure, I drink red wine. In the case of high blood pressure, I drink scotch. And when I have a cold, I drink schnapps. They asked her, when does she drink water? She said, I've never been that sick.
Boing.
Waka waka.
All right, so let's do some full-grown baby man. We did these years ago. Let's play one, then we'll tell you how they came about. Do you have any special one that you want, or just pick one? I'm just going to pick the one right off the top.
Sure.
I think this is Mechanic.
Yeah.
Full-grown baby man Mechanic episode.
The Adventures of Full-Grown Baby Man.
Hey, just checking to see if my car's ready.
It's back there now. We've got our best guy on.
Well, from the sounds of it, needs a lot of work.
No, just doing a quick oil change.
That didn't sound good. Maybe we should check it out.
It's fine. Trust me. This guy's the best in the business.
My car!
Stay tuned for another full-grown baby man.
I say, full-grown baby man, we shouldn't light a match to look into the gas tank.
There you go. Full-grown baby man, the mechanic.
Wow.
And he's got his butler in there at the end. Yeah. The butler was with him more in the earlier one.
Well, yeah. See, I think that's a later one. After we really established the cast. I wish. See if you can see, like, can what? You see the date?
It says 12.
Okay.
3/22/12.
See if you can find one of the, like, the oldest ones. Because that was the thing. Like, so just quick context. Full-grown baby man came from back in the day. We used to have to, I was doing pretty much just doing producing commercials for the radio station. And so Sean would have to voice a spot, and he would come in a commercial, and he would come in the studio, and he would talk for about 5 minutes, and I might be able to get 30 seconds out of him, but I would save the rest. So during one of them, he was just like, ah, and we decided that's Full Grown Baby Man.
Yeah. It was inspired by my daughter, who, like all babies, had a vocabulary of bah,
bah,
bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah. So that's where it came from. I believe this is the first one, the bank robbery.
Sure. I see, that's the thing. I don't remember exactly.
I think this is the very first one.
The Adventures of Full Grown Baby Man. Bah, bah. Mmm. I say.
You can hear that was part of the edit. That was the original Babas. Did you hear yourself there talking in the background?
No.
Listen.
Bah, bah.
Yeah.
Mm. I say, Full Grown Baby Man, it's time for your nap. Now, don't get cranky with me. Ma, look, Full Grown Baby Man, the crime alarm is going off. Meanwhile, everybody get down, it's a robbery. Listen, lady, just hand over the money and nobody gets hurt.
Bah, bah.
Oh no, it's Full Grown Baby Man.
Bah.
Huh? Oh. Oh god, just jammed this pacifier in my eye.
Bah, bah.
Oh, that diaper was dirty. He's just smothering me with his blankie.
Ma.
I give up, Full Grown Baby Man. You win again.
Bah, bah.
Well done, Full Grown Baby Man. You've stopped another criminal.
Bah, bah.
Here's a lollipop.
Charlie, how much do you love Full Grown Baby Man?
Oh my gosh, I just can't even put it into words.
I know.
I try to say a couple of the names because I tried. There was a couple that actually were.
This one's Pawn Shop. Let's do Pawn Shop.
The Adventures of Full Grown Baby Man. Howdy, so welcome to Dirty Filthy Pawn. I've got to take a quick call, but my assistant right here is going to be glad to help you. All right?
Cool, thanks. Hey, I got this antique musket that used to belong to my grandfather. I was looking to sell it today.
Bah, bah, bah.
What about $200? Wait, don't put that in your mouth. It's still loaded.
Bah.
You almost shot me.
Bah.
Bah. Stay tuned for another Full Grown Baby Man.
I say, Full Grown Baby Man, at least you gave it your best shot.
Bah.
The butler came back.
Yeah, wow. So you gotta have the butler, like, you know, Batman had... Yeah, Alfred.
You got to have somebody to translate, I guess, is the real function of that. We have patrol cop. We have museum security. We have librarian.
Is our podcast almost over?
Wait, well, pick one. What do you like?
Go. Wait, do
landscaper.
Motivational speaker was one, I think.
That one's too long.
Okay.
Charlie, what do you want? You want cop, museum, librarian, landscaper?
Librarian.
Here we go. Full Grown Baby Man, the librarian episode.
The Adventures of Full Grown Baby Man.
Excuse me, are you the librarian on duty?
Bah, bah.
Okay, could you direct me to your biography section?
Ma, bah, bah, bah.
I'm not really sure what you just said. Is there someone else who can help me? I've really got to finish my thesis.
Bah.
Hey, don't shush me, it's him.
Stay tuned for another Full Grown Baby Man.
I say, Full Grown Baby Man, your exit from the library was quite overdue.
All right, we're only going to do one more, Charlie.
And okay, great.
You get to pick.
Cup.
Plumber, winery.
A winery, of course.
Okay, let's do the winery. Here we go. Full Grown Baby Man at the winery.
The Adventures of Full Grown Baby Man.
And here is where we take only the finest grapes and carefully press them to make the wines you so enjoy.
Bah, bah, bah.
Is that man wearing a diaper?
Let's move on, shall we? Here's our bottling room.
Bah, bah, bah.
Is that diaper-wearing man supposed to break all the bottles?
Please follow me to the tasting room.
Bah.
Bah. That man in the diaper just drank all the wine.
We're ruined!
Bah.
stay tuned for another full-grown baby man.
I say, full-grown baby man, next time you should just stick to your formula.
You could tell that was, I think there was obviously wow. like a later thing where every single one had to end with a pun.
Yeah.
They got really formulaic.
Let's see. Do you want one more, Charlie?
No.
All right, you got it.
Museum one.
Maybe. Drive-through.
Oh. Full-grown baby man at the drive-through. Last one.
The Adventures of Full-Grown Baby Man.
Hello? I'd like a number two with no onions and a Coke. Did you get that? Man, I can't understand you. I'll just pull up. Hello? Why are you handing me your dirty blankie? Get out of my car!
Stay tuned for another full-grown baby man.
I say, full-grown baby man, I don't think they were loving it.
All right.
Okay, ended on that one.
Are you sure? Because we got more.
No, I giggled a little at that one.
We got more, though.
That's the best you're going to get. Like,
I'm like, you want me to break something?
Oh, God,
but
yes.
But it was literally, I have, it's files of just,
yeah, the patience that you had to sit through that just to do like a 30-second commercial.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, I'd go through like, how long? Half hour of that crap?
I can only imagine.
I found all my outtakes today because we were trying to find these. So I found all sorts of good stuff.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't think I have the energy to bother you that much anymore.
Well, we don't need to do it like we used to.
I know.
They're the good old days, bruh.
Damn, I kind of want to play one more. Should we play one more or save it for next time?
Save it for next time.
Listen, if you're out there and you want to chime in on this, more full-grown baby man, less full-grown baby man, or the same amount of full-grown baby man?
Do we need to bring him back with new scenarios now? I mean,
got the drops.
The world has changed, I know.
I've already done my part.
I know, that's the thing. Apparently, from listening to most of these, the rest of the cast is me.
It was you and me doing a lot of the voices.
Well, and the guy from down the hall.
Yeah, he was on two of those. Also, we hope you love full-grown baby men. What else did we used to do that was kind of like this that we could bring back? Are those prank calls still around? The ones I used to do for Wicker and them?
No, I don't think I have the prank calls. I have some of the other like fake commercial products that we used to do.
And some of those we can't. We'd be canceled so fast.
Yeah, the farted in pants is always a good one.
Could we even play that? I don't know if we could even play that
one. I don't
one.
Think they advertise with us anymore.
Well, we'd have to. Well, we still wouldn't say the name of the business.
Oh, I think it's in there.
We've got pants that were farted in twice. Hey, so thank you so much. Hope you love Full Grown Baby Man. If you didn't, we'll have something else for you next time. Always, always be part of the podcast. 336-373-0987. Go to 987simon.com so you can hear us on the radio. Bet you won't play it Friday. It's coming. And Charlie, what's your final thought?
Sticky Liver Lee went down to the river. She drank a bottle of wine. A man came along and told her, Sticky Liver Lee, you're so fine.
Damn, all right. Yeah, see?
Thank you. Thank you very
That's
much.
That's why she wanted to end the Full Grown Baby. She's been sitting on a song.
I've been writing a song.
All right, what's yours? Top that.
Remember, the leather strip goes down in the salt water.
Next time.
Bye. Get up, get up, get up. It's a get up show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.